Network Marketing 2.0, episode 048. For show notes and a free ticket to my $97 recruiting workshop, go to networkmarketing2show.com.
Live from the My Empire Pro Studio, it's the Network Marketing 2.0 show with Ola Abitagu. It's time to upgrade your home business. Are you ready? Welcoming the host of the show, here's Ola.
Hey, my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from My Empire Pro. Let's see here. Cool. Yes, My Empire Pro Studios, that's where we're at. We're hanging out here. And today I want to talk to you a little bit about, I have a quick question. The quick question is this, okay? Somebody asked it, so I'm going to answer it here. Can you really make money from network marketing strictly from friends and family, strictly from attracting, I don't know if you attract friends and family because they're already your friends and family, but this person is trying to see, can you really make money? See, when somebody asks this kind of question, they already have somewhat of some type of answer. That's why they're asking. But I'm still going to do it justice and answer to the best of my knowledge. But be clear that I'm talking from experience, okay? I've done the friends and family thing, okay? I've done it in multiple different type of businesses. In fact, many of you probably know I'm very much involved in real estate and as an investor. And I do have realtors on my team and things like that. So I know what I'm talking about when it comes to these things. It's the same rules applied, okay? And there's a problem. I'm also going to share the solution with you as well, okay? But the real issue here is friends and family. When I started my business back in 2005, within the first 2 years, about 24 months, I did over $3 million in transaction. Did you know that 100% of all that money came from total strangers, okay? Now, over the next few years after that, I created another couple of $1 million, okay? Some of them are from friends and family, but this is after the fact. After they find out, like, oh, Ola is involved, Ola can help me, Ola sell this type of product, he does the service, he can help me out. You know, word of mouth kind of spread and people start talking about it and people start calling me for free consulting and me ultimately helping them, all right? But that came way after the fact. Most recently, I have a friend, okay? I have a friend. His wife is actually very close to my wife. And she told my wife that they just bought a new home. And this is something that I can help people with. Sometimes I handle it myself from the office here. Sometimes we use referrals, okay? Depending on how busy we are. But essentially, this is a very close friend. And if that person was going to be buying a home, I would expect that they would give me a call. As a matter of fact, just this last summer, we went with the kids. We had our kids with us. And we were at a water park here in Dunning Park. Dunning Park in Pennsylvania. We took a quick trip about 45 minutes from me down there. And I was sitting down with this guy and we were still talking about this. And I said, hey, let me know when you want, you're ready to buy something, man. You know, let me know. And he said, yeah, absolutely. You know, it's very, very easy to say, right? But guess what? Just a few weeks ago, I think within the last 2 weeks, the friend who is very close to my wife told my wife that they are moving. They are in the middle of moving. They just bought a new home. Now, this is something I knew nothing about, okay? Now, the reason why I'm bringing it to your attention is just so you know why I, from the beginning, I never depended on family and friends, okay? I never do. And if you want to, I have a solution to making sure that happens, okay? The truth of the matter is this. If somebody may know a couple of realtors, okay? A couple of real estate professionals that can help them, okay? And if they know a couple, they can only use one. I mean, they can use two together, but who wants to go through all that kind of nonsense, right? So that can happen, that somebody that you know very well decide to do business with somebody else. That can absolutely happen in spite of the fact that they agreed that they were going to give you a call before. But my own thing is this. We don't want you to depend on family and friends, okay? If you do business with family and friends, which I've done a lot of it, I've made millions of dollars from helping family and friends, okay? But they came from total just willing to call me by themselves and not me strangling them into doing business with me, okay? And that's really what I want to point out. Don't depend on family and friends. So that's one reason right there, because again, they're going to do business with who they want to do business with, okay? And yes, you can let them know about what you're up to. You can let them know what you do, but don't be disappointed if that happens, because again, people have a lot going on in their lives and they're not necessarily thinking about you, all right? So, but I do have a better solution if you want them to be thinking about you when they're thinking about buying anything related to your product and services. If you want them to think about it, I have a solution for that. The solution is this. You have to be sharing value on a daily basis about the product and services that you're offering. Okay? And you have to make sure that your family and friends, maybe on Facebook or something, they're in a position where they can see it. You're not asking them for sales. You're not asking them to buy anything, but they'll get to see your video on a daily basis. That's what you want to do. So, for example, in the case of a realtor, what you would do is you would shoot a video about tips on how to sell a home for top dollars, or a tips on how to buy a dream home at a great deal. You share tips like that. You share tips about inspection, tips about appraiser, tips about getting the most out of the value and equity in the home, right? You will share tips, and a lot of tips are going to be user and even client-generated content, okay? So these are things that as you're going about your day, everything that you're going through becomes content, if you know what I mean, okay? So that's the number one way to ensure that your family and friends decide to do business with you. But can you make money from family and friends? Absolutely. Can you get frustrated from chasing them around to do business with you? Yes. If all you depended on was family and friends, you as a realtor, and you just found out for the first time that about two of your friends just bought a new home and they didn't call you, what would that make you feel like? Wouldn't that make you feel hurt? Wouldn't that hurt your feelings? Right? Of course that will hurt your feelings. Okay? All right. So here's another example before I round this episode up. Just last night, my wife's birthday is going to be in a few days, okay? And all she wanted was a photo shoot. She wants a professional photo shoot, makeup, and the whole nine yards. And I paid for it. And, you know, the photographer happened to be a dear friend of ours, okay? So we went over to his studio. I came to find out he's listed his home on the market, okay? Again, without calling us in our firm here. Again, this is going to happen from time to time. Now, granted, his house is about 1 hour away from where we are, but still, there's something called referral. There's something called, hey, Ola, do you want this referral? Maybe you can call somebody in the local area to help me out. But trust me, it's not going to happen most of the time. Do you know why? It's not because they're bad people. They have too much going on in their own personal life to be thinking about you like that. If you want them to remember you again, you want to be the first one to be remembered when it comes to making money from home, when it comes to, hey, I want to start a home business, what do you want them to remember? Then you have to put out content, okay? You can't go there and be begging them every day to join you. That's not going to work. That's only going to make you look more like an ASS, okay, like a nuisance. All right. So, but if you have some kind of value tip that you're giving on success every day, and you maintain some kind of blog or a YouTube channel, or your Facebook wall is a place where people can come to and be inspired on a daily basis, then obviously you'll be the first they will remember. Okay. It's as simple as that. So the more value you give out into the marketplace, the more money comes back to you. The more people remember to do business with you, essentially. That's what I have for you today on this particular episode. Hopefully you've been enlightened and entertained, and I will see you on the next one. Peace.
Are you ready to upgrade? Hey, Next 2 Nation, for show notes, recommended tools and resources, free training, and access to our highly sought-after Network Marketing 2.0 Deluxe book and other top producer courses, go to the website networkmarketing2show.com. That's networkmarketing2show.com.